We thank you, Jesus, for miracles, Lord. We just thank you today for that, Lord. We praise God for Sister Cartwright being in the house, Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord 2025 for miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As you stand before us, you are our miracle. Stand before us. Hallelujah. As the Lord, as our pastor comes, if you would stand. But please know that you are a miracle. Things that have happened in your life could or could have not been. Hallelujah. You didn't, there was seen and unforeseen dangers. And we thank God for creating an atmosphere that you were not in that danger at that time. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got, and we just want to pray for my family. I have a family member that texted us and said that her nephew was killed on Christmas Day, just driving down the street, fine, and a drunk driver, somebody else that was, it had drugs in them, hit them and took his life. And so that could have been you. Hallelujah. That could have been me. Hallelujah. But God said not so. So praise God and hallelujah, and pray for their family that the Lord called that child on home. You know, the Lord calls us home. We don't know why. We don't know when. But we know to be prepared to bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Bless him at all times because we know not when our time might come. Hallelujah. And love people with all your heart, mind, and soul because you don't know when he might come. And you might not get that opportunity to hug and love on that person again. Forgive, y'all, as we go into 2025 because it hurts only you. Hallelujah. And I can attest to that. It makes your soul heavy when you're having a problem with somebody. So let's try to ask the Lord to give us the strength to be able and the ability to be able to forgive those that we feel have wronged us. Hallelujah, and to just go on in Jesus' name. So as our pastor, Russell T. Perkins, comes before us, let's say, preach the word, Pastor. Preach the word, Pastor. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's wonderful to be in the house. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we lift you up. We praise you. Hallelujah. The word teaches us to praise you at all times and for your praise to be continually in our mouths. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We honor you. We stand in awe of you. We think about where you brought us from, Lord, and we say hallelujah because we can't figure it out. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way today, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost whoosh. Bless your people today. Lord, touch, strengthen. Hallelujah. We are confident that nobody's going to leave here unblessed today. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Sanctify this word in your hearts, in the hearts of your people, in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Timothy 3:16, Matthew 11:27 through 30. So with these five verses, 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Matthew 11:27 through 30. All these things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, this is Jesus talking, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. Hallelujah. The topic today is taken from verse 27, where it says, "No man knoweth the Son, but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, except or save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." And taking that verse, the subject is, what do you know about Jesus? Remember we used to sing that song? Hallelujah. Get the church all high. What do you know about Jesus? Somebody would say, he's all right. And then they would get down to the end of the song saying, he's all right, he's all right. The spirit would get high. One of the old sisters in the church, one of the mothers in the church would stand up and be singing, put the old, young people to shame, they sitting back. And then one of the old deacons break out a tambourine, have it on his hip, get that old school, almost like a ham bone going in the church, and we would get blessed. And this is an important question. What do you know about Jesus? Because you can't know about Jesus. You could read the Bible from here until for 40 years and not know him, because he has to be revealed. Hallelujah, as you see at the end of that verse. And so what do we know about Jesus? Well, what can we get from these verses? Hallelujah. It says, without controversy, great is the mystery of God. It's a mystery. Hallelujah. That's why it has to be revealed. God was manifest in the flesh. We know that, right? That Jesus came as Emmanuel, as God with us. We know it from John, the first chapter, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached, hallelujah, unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, hallelujah, received up into glory, praise God. Brother Nolan, good to see you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I didn't mean to call you out, but I want you to know that you're welcome in the house of the Lord, hallelujah. So the young man I just greeted was a friend of my son, played ball with them, I coached him, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Received up in the glory. What do you know about Jesus? What do you really know about Jesus? Are you trying to go on some hearsay what somebody else said? Are you trying to walk in what grandmama knew? Do you know him for yourself? Hallelujah. And it's important what you know. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:1, we hear this quoted a lot. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hand, eternal in the heavens. In other words, it's important what you know. Hallelujah. You got to know that your calling and election is sure. You got to know, hallelujah, how Jesus works. Praise God. We read in the scripture, hallelujah, that there is such a thing as a yoke of Christ. You know, back then, when they were dealing with the animals, the beasts, the burden, praise God, they had a yoke made out of wood. Hallelujah. This scripture tells us that there's a yoke made out of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that in him that we can get some rest. Hallelujah. And our burdens can be eased up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we give them to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I read this scripture last night, and I needed this scripture last night, praise God, because every now and then, if you're not careful, some burdens will creep up into your mind and heart, hallelujah. I love it. It said, you shall find rest, hallelujah, for your souls. Woo. And if there's somebody here that don't need that, okay. Congratulations, you have arrived, praise the Lord. But we found out through Paul that we don't really arrive, hallelujah, that we press
to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And it's a lifelong journey. We are pilgrims and strangers, and we're passing through. Hallelujah. And the question is chief. It's the biggest question in the world. What do you know about Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that he came into the world as a baby. Praise God. And through a virgin. And that there was no room in the inn. And he was basically born in a stable, and he had to be put in a manger or a trough for the feeding of angels as kind of a makeshift cradle. Hallelujah. And that he grew up and all of that. Praise the Lord. But do you know that he's not in the manger anymore? Do you know, hallelujah, that he walked the earth and that he preached the earth? Preached the gospel. He preached liberty to the captives. Hallelujah. And he came, praise God, hallelujah, for a mission, not just to die. That was the main thing that would save us, but to preach, to set up a kingdom, to train disciples, praise God, to let us know, hallelujah. This is his teaching here in this scripture in Matthew that tells us that we don't have to carry the burdens that we carry. Well, Pastor Perkins, you don't know what I've been through. I don't have to know, praise God. It's not even really necessarily my business unless it is my business, hallelujah. Unless we talk about it, unless the Lord shows it to me, it's not really my business. It's kind of above my pay grade, hallelujah. But the Lord will deal with you where you are. It does not matter. And I know we say that a lot, but it really doesn't matter how hard and how painful it is, how the tears are going down, how you are worried over a loved one, praise God, and how you have tried to talk sense to somebody, praise God. And when you say A, they hear Z. When you say 1, they hear 479. Praise God. And the Lord is trying, hallelujah, to give you peace in the midst of it looking like the circumstances are not changing. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be free, you know. Hallelujah. I've been made free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a subtle difference between being set free and being made free. And praise God, I'm both set free and made free. Hallelujah. But set free means the prison doors have been opened. Made free means you're free before the doors ever open. Paul the Apostle. Hallelujah. Sang and prayed at midnight before the prison doors were open. Before his circumstance changed. Hallelujah. But because of the freedom he had from on high, because of the experience that he had, because he was headed in the wrong direction. Anybody in here ever been headed in the wrong direction? Hallelujah. Headed in the wrong direction, but Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you know about Jesus? Hallelujah. Is he big enough for your problems? Is he big enough for your pain? Is he big enough for the stuff that you can't change? Is he big enough for circumstances, hallelujah, you can't fix? Hallelujah. Are you free? Are you made free? Are you able to rejoice before your change comes? Are you able to give God the glory in the midst of whatever it is that's going on? Can you praise him at a funeral? Can you praise him at a deathbed? Can you praise him, praise God, when your money is funny and your change is strange? Hallelujah. When they're saying all manner of junk against you, praise God, hallelujah. Are you able to praise him, hallelujah? Can God's people walk and chew gum? Hallelujah. Can we praise him and hurt? Can we praise him, hallelujah, and be confused about how people are acting? Praise God. Can we love on him, praise God, when you are not really getting the love back, praise God, that you would like to have? Praise the Lord. What do you know about this Jesus I'm talking about? Hallelujah. God wrapped in flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Deliverance came into the world in the form of a baby. There was a song out a few years ago. It's still out. It's a Christmas song. It was a talented artist by the name of Faith Hill. That's the version of it I've heard. It's a Christmas song. It goes like this. Relax, I'm not going to sing. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. I'll give you a few of the words if I have them. I think I left them somewhere. Praise God. A baby changes everything. If I got them, I'll give you a little hint, a little glimpse of it. Yeah, I got them. Praise God. It's a creative song. Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her hand. All her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. I'm skipping a little because that phrase is repeated. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. She has to leave, go far away. Oh, heaven knows she can't stay. A baby changes everything. She can feel he's coming soon. Heaven, there's no place. There's no room. A baby changes everything. Hallelujah. Get a little further. And if you ever listen to the song, wait for the end when we got these hallelujahs in here. Choir of angels sing, glory to the newborn king. A baby changes everything. And then it gets into all these hallelujahs, and you gotta listen to those. My whole life is turned around. I was lost, but now I'm found. A baby changes everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. But as I said earlier, he's not a baby no more. Hallelujah. We got the deal. Hallelujah. With the finished work of Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We got to deal with the name. Hallelujah. Acts 4:12 said, there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. That saving name. We got to deal with that. Hallelujah. We got to deal with the fact, praise God, that we need him more than what we think we do. Hallelujah. Even if we walk with the Lord a long time, hallelujah, you need him more than you think you do. Why? Hallelujah. Because his provision sometimes is not altogether obvious, praise God. It's the things that didn't happen to you. It's the wreck you didn't have. It's the person standing behind you in the grocery line that didn't mean you good, but somehow nothing happened. It's the fact that he spoke, hallelujah, over your house and new mercy was there. So over the Perkins house, new mercy, hallelujah. And then our eyes came open that morning by the power of God, hallelujah. Praise God. And we don't altogether know how much we need him, hallelujah. I can't take a breath. I can't say a word. I can't move a muscle. I can't lift my leg. I can't lift my hand. Hallelujah, unless he says I can. Hallelujah, I can't do a thing without say-so from heaven. Praise God. We need him. We need him. What do you know about somebody we need like this? What do you know about a God, hallelujah, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly? What do you say about one, hallelujah, who came into his own and his own received him not? Hallelujah. And yet he still loves us. Praise God. Hallelujah. What when you are in a relationship with a person, whether it's friend, whether it's marriage, whether it's girlfriend, boyfriend, praise God, you act a fool a certain amount of time, praise God, and they're going to cut you off. Hallelujah. They're going to say, this thing is over. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell that story again about Sister Renita quitting me when we were dating. I'm not going to tell that again. But praise God. Hallelujah. It worked out. Praise God. God gave me a kind of a move to put on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it worked out by God's grace. And now 46 years later, she's still speaking to me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need him more than we can imagine. We need him, hallelujah, in the midnight hour. We need him, hallelujah, when we can't put our thoughts together. We don't know what to do. Hallelujah. The pain is coming. The difficulties are coming. You don't talk to your mouth is dry trying to convince somebody about the right thing to do, about the godly thing to do. Praise God. And you are, hallelujah, feeling, perhaps in your body, weary, pain, tired. Feel like you're just bashing your head against a wall. Hallelujah. And then sometimes you feel like you have hit that wall. Hallelujah. Don't ask me for a piece of bubble gum. Don't ask me for one more thing. Sometimes we get there. Hallelujah. And we need him. We need him. We need the yoke of grace. We need, hallelujah. He said, I will give you rest. We need the gift of rest. Hallelujah. In this untoward, this crooked, this perverse generation. Hallelujah. Praise God. My yoke is Eden's. My burden is light. But he's more than just someone who lifts our burdens. He's more than one who gives us rest. That's all wonderful. I wouldn't be here this morning if I didn't have that rest, if I didn't have that peace. If I didn't have somebody that I could give my burden, no matter what time of day or night it is, probably wouldn't be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's crucial and essential. But I'm here to tell you, you got to know that he's more than that. Hallelujah. He's a friend in the midnight hour, but he's more than that. Hallelujah. He's your help. Hallelujah. He's more than that. He's your place of abode. He said, abide in me. Praise God. He's more than that. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the center of it all. Hallelujah. He is the bright and morning star. He's still the light of the world. He's still the deliverer. He is the ultimate expression of God's love for us. He is our helper, hallelujah, in situations, praise God, where we don't even deserve no help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Christ in us is the hope of glory. He's our help. He's everything. Hallelujah. His name is glorious in the earth. Hallelujah. And imagine a God so big, the heavens of heavens cannot contain him. A God so big that he could speak trillions. I didn't say billions. Trillions of galaxies into existence. Hallelujah. And we thought the Milky Way, our galaxy, was big. We thought our solar system, which is a small part of the Milky Way galaxy, he spoke trillions into existence. He sits high, but praise God, he looks low. And his eyes on the sparrow and his eyes on you and me. And the scripture tells us that he knows every hair on our head. Psalm 139 tells us that our Lord, our God, hallelujah, knows every thought we think before we think it. Praise the Lord. He's got a big advantage over our adversary. Our adversary cannot read our minds. He can attack our minds. He can intimidate. He can bring tricks. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he cannot read our minds because he is a created being and he didn't make us. And in Psalm 139, David says, "Oh Lord, you have known me. You have searched me and known me." Hallelujah. And I'm so glad he has. And he does not make a mistake. There's not a misunderstanding between me and the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's laid bare before him. So we can come to church. And y'all look good. Y'all a good looking bunch. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God sees more than that. He sees the pain. He sees the doubt. He sees the confusion. He sees the frustration. Sometimes the frustration is quiet. It's frustration. Hallelujah. There's a man named Henry David Thoreau who said the mass of men live lives of quiet desperation. He sees that. The things that you're not proud of, the things that you don't want written on this wall right here, right? Just like in the book of Daniel where he wrote some stuff on the wall. I don't want him to write my stuff on the wall. Hallelujah. And you know what the good thing about it is? Hallelujah. There was some blood shed on Calvary to cover and blot out the stuff that would have been written. So when I appear before the Lord, and if there's a prosecuting attorney, our adversary there, and says, well, Perkins did this, and Perkins said this, Perkins wasn't nothing, and Perkins, and all of that, if he says all of that, and then Jesus says, well, you know, I'm looking at Perkins' record, I don't see any of that. All I see is the blood of Jesus. And because all I see is the blood of Jesus, the charges don't fit. And because the charges don't fit, I must acquit. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever you can get in your mind, all the great, wonderful things we praise God for, all the great things we say about you, whatever you get in your mind, you can't reach high enough. You don't have a vocabulary enough to talk about who he is. What do you know about Jesus? What do you really know about Jesus? Hallelujah. Oh, I turn my mic off. Hallelujah. Turn my own mic off. Praise the Lord. You didn't do it, did you? My wife didn't turn it off. Hallelujah. So what do you really know about Jesus? Hallelujah. We know quite a bit. Why? We've been walking with him a while. We got a track record. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Times when stuff happened, we didn't know what was going on. And God blessed him. Time when it looked like there was no way of escape. And with the temptation, he brought an escape. Hallelujah. You ever find yourself somewhere you know you had no business being? He was pierced in his feet for all the places you went you had no business going. You ever had some practices with your hands? Hallelujah. You know did not please God. Hallelujah. Unclean hands. He was pierced in his hands for all of that. Praise the Lord. You ever had some lust, some pride, some anger, some jealousy, some rage in you? Hallelujah. He was pierced in his side for all of that. Hallelujah. You ever had a period of time when your mind was all messed up, cloudy, with a chance of thunderstorms, and the Lord was pierced in his head, hallelujah, by a crown of thorns? For all of that, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. What do you know about Jesus? Is he all right? And then at the end of that song, they would say, he's my friend. What do you know about Jesus? And then toward the end, they say, he's my friend. They say he's all right. Then they say, he's my friend. Anybody remember that, or is it just in my mind? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. Help me preach. Help me preach, sister. Hallelujah. A baby changes everything. Helping me preach up in here. Praise the Lord. God is able, y'all. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Sometimes my mind is all messed up, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm just a human being, and I'm subject to some stuff. Praise God. One minute. I wake up in the morning, hallelujah, I might be mad. Nobody's done anything to me. Nobody's had a chance. First lady been sweet to me, right? Holding my hand while I'm asleep, checking on me, make sure I'm still breathing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody's done a thing to me. But because I'm in this flesh, and there's a war between the flesh and the spirit, I can get up in the morning mad. I can get up in the morning feeling stranded. I can get up in the morning feeling some kind of way over something that is nothing. Hallelujah. And then I got to get to the throne. I got to cast my cares on him. I got to tell the Lord all about it. Why do you have to tell the Lord all about it? Doesn't he already know? It's a principle of putting it in the jurisdiction of heaven, casting your cares on him. Hallelujah. I work in the legal profession. Y'all heard me give examples like there could be a terrible incident. There could be a plane crash. Every surviving family member of the people who were killed in the plane crash needs some kind of relief. Hallelujah. But somebody's got to file a lawsuit to invoke the jurisdiction to get the relief to which you may be entitled. When we pray to the Lord, we file a lawsuit against our enemy. We putting it in the reach of heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. And every now and then, even in the middle of a lawsuit, we find again, say, we need some special dispensation, right? I was blessed to handle the tobacco litigation when I was in the Attorney General's office. Make sure I don't turn my mic off again. I'm good. All right. Your hands are not long enough, so I know it was me. But at that time in the early 2000s, late 90s, it was the largest settlement in Tennessee history. Praise the Lord. We're talking about billions with a B. But we had to get what they call state-specific finality in order to get one dime. And there were people filing suits right and left, trying to push us up against the deadline so in order to make them leave us alone, that the state of Tennessee would pay them some money, praise the Lord. And, you know, I wasn't going for it, you know. Not a frivolous lawsuit against the state. If they had a good lawsuit against the state, I might would recommend to somebody. But it was frivolous, and they were trying to run out the clock. So we finally get to the Court of Appeals, a Tennessee Court of Appeals. We needed the Supreme Court, the Tennessee Supreme Court, to decide. But we're in the intermediate court, and we asked the court to expedite the appeal. And they said, no. Okay? So the way I was calculating it, we're going to have a hard time to get state-specific finality. if we have a regular briefing schedule here, and then there's an appeal to the Tennessee Supreme Court, and then we got to go through that process again. Every now and again, even in the middle of a lawsuit, even in the middle of being prayerful and filing consistent lawsuits against, say, invoking the jurisdiction to help, you got to have some special dispensation, right? And so we said we're going to have to file a motion to have the Tennessee Supreme Court assume jurisdiction over this case before the Court of Appeals. And I'm not mad at the Court of Appeals. They had their reasons for ruling, for not expediting the case. I'm not mad at them to this day. Praise God. But we had to do something. Praise. You ever been in a situation where you had to do something? You had to ask for some help in a special way? Praise God. Wasn't just your regular prayers. You had to step things up and pour out your heart a little bit more. Praise the Lord. We had to step it up. We filed a motion for the court. The language of it is a motion for the Tennessee Supreme Court to assume jurisdiction over the case. But the colloquial expression for the motion is a reach down motion. We filed a motion that the Supreme Court would reach down and come see about our case before it ever got to them. We filed the case. Hallelujah. The Supreme Court not only reached down, they set an expedited hearing date. Hallelujah. We had that hearing in 2000. My wife and my son were there. They saw what happened. They saw the tricks the lawyers tried to play on little old me. Just a sweet preacher. They tried to take advantage of me, Brother Nolan. You know, they just tried to act like I didn't know what I was doing. They came with some charts and stuff I'd never seen before. Praise the Lord, at the hearing. Praise the Lord, God allowed me to take their charts. I said, when they got through talking, I took their charts and turned it against them by the help of, I didn't know they were going to have no chart. The Lord, the Holy Ghost was working. Praise God. Hallelujah. But guess what? The Supreme Court granted our reach down motion. The Supreme Court granted a state-specific finality. Praise God. Every now and then, when the enemy is raging, praise God, you got to ask for a reach down. Come reach down to see about. Come reach down, hallelujah, and help. Come reach down and pull me out of this. Come reach down. He's more, hallelujah, than you think he is. He's more than you think he is. What do you know about this Jesus? What do you know about this Jesus? Have you ever cried so hard, hallelujah, that you had no more power to cry? Hallelujah. You didn't know what was going to happen. The circumstance was final, but God came through and lifted us out of the miry clay, put our feet on a rock to stay, hallelujah, and gave us a song, hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Our son died December 27, 2001. And First Lady and I have prayed every day. We've laughed every day. We've lived every day. Praise God. And every time it was appointed for me to preach, hallelujah, I did my best. Hallelujah. I didn't quit. Praise the Lord. I gave God the best glory I could give him. And every now and then before I came in to stand before y'all, I had to go back into the office and file a reach down notice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he heard my cry. He heard my cry. He heard my cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you know about Jesus? What do you know about Jesus? Hallelujah. What do you know about Jesus? What has he shown himself to be in your life? And all God's people said, all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this word for those who heard it live, for those who will hear it later on a recording. Lord, quicken the anointing in it as it comes. Lord, bless, deliver. Hallelujah. And Lord, take away somebody's burdens. wipe away some tears, pour out some peace. We're talking about that big peace that passes all understanding. Joy. We're talking about some big joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Pour it out, Lord. Use your word. Hallelujah. Prepare the hearts of your people to receive your word in its fullness. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.